Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bob, this is unbelievable. That Limits has buried the lead here. I was asking that other caller, were you at the game yesterday? Tell us about the atmosphere. Tell us about some of the booing at the end of the first quarter, how dramatically things must have changed. Little did I know, the little guy to my left was at the game yesterday, cheering his heart out. He came home and slept from 7 p.m. till 7 a.m. He was at the game and didn't tell us.
How dare you?
I didn't want to register on the Bechtold interruption scale that Malzi has created. I wanted to. If I was invited on, then I would speak.
I didn't know
on the
about
matter.
This. Bob.
When did he create this?
Maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
The Bechtold interruption scale.
Remember
Tell
when,
us how that works.
Remember when Pony produced a show for them because he lost their NFL predictions bet? So Malzi made a scale, which was how much would Pony interrupt during the show, being the producer and not invited on to discuss on the show. So I thought, you know, I will wait until I am called on, like the student asking a question.
That seems hurtful of Malzi, does it not?
I think so. But well, I think it's friendly at the same time.
Tell us about your experience, please.
There were more Colts fans than I expected to be there. It was not a Green Bay takeover. But it was a very fun, enjoyable atmosphere. There were some boos after the second offensive drive where they didn't put anything together. But when everything was ultimately, you know, the defense started creating turnovers, that's what shifted the notion a little bit. And there was a little bit of a sense of wow from the crowd. Can you believe that this is the defensive performance we're seeing? It was a very vibrant, very excited, very happy crowd for a majority of it. Some here we go Steeler chants. Renegade felt a little bit more electric than it had been for previous games. I wasn't at the Green Bay game, but it wasn't really that electric for the Browns game, maybe because they were just completely dominating Cleveland, but it felt like a much better vibe in the stadium.
Do you have any questions?
Well, that's what happens when you win and play well. You know, the vibe increases. Everything else does too. Revenue from shirt sales, from swags, whatever it is, it increases when you win. People want to be a part of it. So hopefully that will continue.
Any fights? Limits?
No fights that I saw, no.
Oh, that's good.
My buddy Frank and I go to the games, and we always argue about the game sometimes, but no actual physical fights.
Do you tailgate?
Yeah. Our good friend Bruce from Definitely You runs a great tailgate that I go to.
Tell us about that. Bob's very curious. What kind of food? What kind of drink?
Well, Bob, you are invited. Every week, you will always be invited. I hope that one day you'll be able to be there, but I know that you work.
Well,
during the games.
The times are hard because it's just, there is no time.
Pierogies. I had pierogies, chicken, mac and cheese. I brought chips to the tailgate. I don't know if they were ever eaten, but I brought chips.
These tailgates have gotten more and more opulent over the time. I mean, I go through there sometimes and I see, you know, lamb. I see all these.
Lamb?
Yeah. People cooking lamb, cooking whatever they're cooking. And it's.
Holy horse follicles.
You know, a very nice bar selection. It used to be beer and that's it. Now it's everything. Yep.
Well, Bob, tell us about your weekend and the celebration, the Super Bowl 40 celebration. You said Cowher had a good story. Who was there? Who wasn't there? Was Ferrier there?
Ferrier was there, yes.
Love that
and
guy.
He had a big run in that eight-game winning streak to end the season.
Casey Hampton,
looking svelte.
You know Hokie was there.
Big Ben? Big
Ben
was there. Ben was good on stage.
Ken Wisenhunt?
Some of the stories. Wisenhunt was there. We were talking about twice the Antoine Randall L. Everybody remembers the one in the Super Bowl in Detroit where he goes to Hines Ward. Beautiful play. But there was one in the Cincinnati game, which was the exact same play, only on a different side of the field. They used it to win that game in the wild card weekend. They didn't use it again until the Super Bowl, but they reversed fields. So
wow, that's right. And yeah. Cedric Wilson caught the first one, didn't
he? Cedric Wilson caught the first one, right.
What kind of story did Cowher tell?
It was funny because Cowher, first of all, he was there, and I give him credit for coming there because he had to be in the NFL Today in Buffalo the very next day. So for him to be there, knowing that they had meetings on Saturday, well, he came there first, and then after he spoke and grabbed something to eat, he made a trip to Buffalo to get there so he can shovel snow yesterday in Buffalo. They did some kind of, I don't know what it was, as opposed to jumping through tables, which he did the last time there. The Bills
I know, mafia. I saw that video. It was tremendous.
Anyway, so he was saying, getting up there talking about that season, Steelers had gone off to a 7-2 start. They started on fire. They're 7-2. All of a sudden, three losses in a row. And three losses include two to the teams they later beat in the playoffs. One was the Bengals. Two was the Colts. So now 7-2 goes to 7-5. Dan Rooney approaches him, says, hey, coach, I know you're hearing a lot. You know, people are getting down on this team, whatever. I got something that's going to help. He said, what is that, Dan? And he gave him some rosary beads.
Mm.
And he said, Dan, I'm not a Christian. I don't know how this is going to help anything. He said, don't worry about it. Just take it with you. It'll comfort you at least. So then comes the game against the Bears in the snow. And Brian Urlacher is roadkill as Jerome Bettis runs over him. And Cowher started to think, well, maybe these beads have something going on. At least that got us out of our way here. We won a game. They win the next four games to get into the playoffs as a wild card because Cincinnati, you might remember, won the division.
Yeah.
So now he's really taking these beads seriously. He thinks there's something to them. You know, I got these beads. All of a sudden, things are happening. They go to Cincinnati, succeed. No succeed ever did what they did. They win the game, came home, shared with the family. I got these beads Dan Rooney gave, and we haven't lost since. It's unbelievable. So then they go to Indianapolis, right? And Jerome Bettis's fumble happens. And all of a sudden, Vanderjack's lining up for the game-winning field goal, which nobody saw coming. He looked, he had his beads. He said, nah, this is not going to work. He misses the field goal. Not only did he keep those beads, he added another collection. He had two in different sides of his pants.
That's so great.
Then they go and win it all. And he says, I'll never doubt Dan Rooney again in the beads.
So, that is tremendous.
I mean, it was pretty cool how that happened. And you don't hear those kinds of stories unless these guys get together and you know, talk amongst themselves. We had him on stage. It was really good.
Was Dick LeBeau there?
Dick LeBeau was there, and boy, he was good.
How's he doing?
He's doing great. I mean, I wanted him to do the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas to everyone in the crowd. We talked about it, but he didn't do it. But he has that thing memorized.
Bob, he's 88.
Yeah, and he's still, you know, he was great on. It was almost like a comedy show when he got out there. He was taking shots at people. It was really interesting.
Tell me more about that.
Well, I mean, he was talking about how he gets out of the way of his defense. Everybody says it's, you know, Dick LeBeau. He says, oh, let me tell you something. I only give them the plan. They have to execute the plan. I get out of their way. That's it. I don't do much. I tell them what to do, and they do it. And we had guys who were willing to do whatever I asked them to do. That's how it works.
Man, he was always
But he also talked about
fun.
The time Joey Porter was on the stage with him, and we were talking. I said, Dick, I remember you once – somehow went in the middle of, you were angry about something. I've never seen you so angry. He goes, yeah, I did. I get in the middle of the field. They're telling me to come back or I'm going to be penalized. And he looks over his shoulder and says, Joe, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I like that too.
Yeah, it was really a good night.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
But they had a lot to celebrate.
Was Bruce Arians there?
No, Bruce wasn't there. A lot of coaches were there.
Was Hines there?
Hines was not there. Willie Parker wasn't there. Troy wasn't there. They had previous commitments, I believe.
Heath Miller?
No Heath.
Deuce Staley?
Not Deuce.
Dan Kreider?
Kreider was there. The bus driver was there. Yes.
Oh, is that great?
Bettis was there, and he came in. He was in Boston watching Notre Dame and his son.
Chidi Iwuma?
Chidi Iwuma was there, and he took a plane to get there. So Jerome was there. Even though, again, some of these guys have, you know, different things on their agenda, so it's hard to get them all together.
Quincy Morgan?
I don't think he was there.
Ricardo Coakley?
Nope.
Alan Faneca?
Faneca was there.
He waved the flag yesterday,
he was there.
Right? Did something.
He was really
Jeff
good
Hardings?
Too. Jeff Hardings was there.
Chris Hope,
yes, was
he
there.
He was?
Uh-huh.
He was a low-key good player.
He was a low-key good player, absolutely he was.
Kimo?
Kimo von Ohlhofer got maybe the biggest applause. I introduced his name. I thought a lot of guys would, but everybody remembers that play against Carson Palmer. And that kind of set the stage for that game. You know, early in the game, he's knocked out of the game, and unfortunately for him, but... that was a big play.
Aaron Smith?
Aaron was there.
Did you talk to Kimo?
Just briefly. I didn't get a chance to talk to him too much.
I wonder what he's done with his life.
I don't know.
Out
you
west.
Know, Sean Morey was
coaching?
There, and he was telling me he's in some cyber business that he's a co-owner of and doing some really good work with cyber
He's the
technology.
One who reported me to Antoine Randle L., Bob. Did you know that story?
No.
I wrote that the Steelers didn't have good enough receivers for Ben that year, which proved not to be true. I proved to be wrong. I said, since he's getting receivers for their star quarterback, they have Chad Johnson. I think his name was Chad Johnson.
T.J. Uchmanzada.
Both those guys. Chris Henry, they drafted. I'm like, these guys are collecting people for Palmer. This team has Hines, who's good, and then Randle L., who's decent. He's a good player, and Cedric Wilson, but it doesn't measure up. You got to give your star better receivers. Well, I looked over one day, and there was Sean Morey with a copy of that article. Burt Lawton or somebody told us to get out of the locker room like always, you know, time's up. Yep. And then I looked over, and they're pointing over at me. And I'm like, I'm not waiting till the afternoon or till tomorrow to nip this in the bud. So I made a beeline, went right over there, and Antoine Randle L. was very angry. And so was I in a couple minutes. Dave Lockett was the PR guy. And he had to get between us. The nicest man on earth, Antoine Randle L. Jerry DePaula mad,
so
which
you
I also
over.
Did.
He got angry. What was the exchange?
The exchange was, you said I'm not a number two. It's the same thing as today. They need a number two receiver. You said I'm not a real number two receiver. I said, well, I think you and Wilson, you know, no. I think you're good, but I think they need another guy. Yes, I do think that. That's what I wrote. It's my opinion. All you are is negative. All you guys are is negative. I said, I wrote a great story about you coming out of the draft, about your mom, how she raised you. You never came over and said it was a positive article. So who's accentuating the negative? You or me? The only time I ever heard from you about an article is about a negative one. All the positive ones. I probably did 15 positive stories on you, including the day you were drafted. You never called me over one of those days and said, hey, man, I appreciate the story. But the negative one, the one you perceive as negative, you're telling me now I'm negative. So who exactly is accentuating the negative here? And then it went back and forth. And little Sean Morey was the little devil that did it with the little copy of the story that he gave Randle L. So then Lockett gets between us the same way that Terry Fox got between me and Seibel one day in the parking lot here and was, you know, we were going nose to nose with a nice man like that. And then they go on to win the Super Bowl. And then he had a golf tournament after the season. And then we made up and everything was fine. But for that one day, Sean Morey, I was not pleased with.
Well, those guys always talk about using stuff to fuel your, you know, motivation levels. I mean, that's what
that is. I won the Steelers the Super Bowl, Bob.
How about that? You should have gotten a ring.
Was James Harrison there?
No, he wasn't there.
Wow.
Yeah, at least I didn't see him.
That's interesting.
I don't, maybe, again, a lot of guys have... It's tough to get everybody scheduled to be there.
Mike Logan?
Mike Logan was there. Russell Stuvance was there.
Cedric Wilson?
Cedric Wilson was not there.
Randall L. works in the league, so I doubt he was there. Man, is that interesting, Bob. Chris Gardocki, the punter?
No, he wasn't there. Jeff Reed was there. I love Jeff Reed. He came up with that hair, the way he has it, all in different ways. He had these studded the shoes. I guess for a kicker, yeah, he takes his feet seriously and he protects them. So it was good to see him.
Wow, that's something.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.